Boker Tov to all of you who I didn't get to say good morning to before. A beautiful morning. And it's lovely to see all of your faces here. Today we're going to look a little bit at the parsha this week, which is Ki Tavoh. And first I'm going to just give you a very short summary of the parsha, and then we'll talk about some specific things. The Israelites are instructed by Moses to express their gratitude to God for their bountiful harvests and freedom from slavery by bringing their first fruits as an offering in Jerusalem, and they're to tithe 10% of their crops for the Levites, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. And they're also told to display on large stones God's commandments for all to see. They're told that if they obey God's mitzvot faithfully, they will receive every blessing imaginable. And they're also told if they don't fulfill their covenant with God, that many curses will descend upon them. Moses reminds the Israelites of the miracles that they witnessed in the wilderness, and he commands them to observe the terms of the covenant so that they may succeed in all that they undertake. And there are many wonderful verses in this parsha, and much that can be learned from its study. And in our brief time, I just want to focus on a few verses. The parsha Ki Tavoh begins, V'haya Ki Tavoh El Ha'aretz Asher Yudhei Vavhei Natan Lecha Nahala. And it will be when you enter into the land which God gives you for an inheritance. And with a mindful eye, I read the words, Ki Tavoh, when you come, as an entrance to the present moment, which is a gift from Yud-Heh Vav-Heh. And now, whenever I hear the name of the parasha, Ki Tavoh, I stop and enter into the moment. And so I pass that on to you, so you'll maybe always think about Ki Tavoh that way. It's a great name for a parsha. The Lubavitcher Rebbe speaks to the question, or spoke to the question, of what it means to enter. And he cites the Talmud, which says, partial entry is not considered entry. Entry is complete. And writes that this teaches us powerful lessons about daily life, that we should enter fully and wholeheartedly into everything we do for God. And in order to reach a state of total entry, a person must let go of any other cares or concerns and dedicate themselves unrestrainedly to the matter at hand with complete devotion and concentration. He must surrender himself and not allow any personal bias to interfere with one's act. And I read that as, in the moment, to let go of one's ego. In other words, he goes on to say that even though a person has many layers through which he interfaces with the world and copes with day-to-day life, it's possible for him to peel away these layers and forge a direct soul connection with what he is doing. And if he succeeds in doing so, then he and the activity will become one indistinguishable entity. By way of illustration, he says, when the soul enters the body to bring it to life, there is a total entering, such that soul and body become one. Now the body is alive too. It's not merely enlivened by the soul, it has actually become alive itself, because the soul has entered the body totally, such that the body and soul are truly one. And that is the lesson, or one lesson from Parshat Ki Tavo, that we should enter into every mitzvah, every action we perform, and every act with which we serve God. And then our observance of Judaism will become alive, literally alive. And that is from Likutei Sichot. Okay? So the next thing I wanted to share is in this parsha, there are actually, I didn't count these. I read this back because I wanted to see. There are 98 curses. And the one that got my attention, which I hadn't thought about before, is called Timhol Levav, which has been translated in many ways. But one that caught my attention is the clogged heart. And the verse is from Devarim 28:28, where it says that Hashem will strike you with insanity, blindness, and this Timhol Levav, which has been translated as astonishment of the heart, dismay of the heart, confounding, and confusion. But Rashi translates Timhol Levav as clogging of the heart. We know, he says, we know something's there and something is preventing the blood from flowing. Something is blocking the flow of life. And the great Baal Musar, Bab Simcha Zisel Ziv, known affectionately as the Altar of Kelm, the Elder of Kelm, not Kelm, Kelm, expands on Rashi with the metaphor of sleep. Timhol Levav is the closing off of the heart, as if a deep sleep overwhelms the person. It's similar to when a person is put to sleep with anesthesia for purposes of an operation on one of his limbs. While he's submerged in a deep sleep, he feels nothing when they cut into his flesh. So too, when a person's heart has been struck with clogging of the heart, he is stuck in a sleep vein. He's stuck in a deep sleep and doesn't wake up, even if his life is in danger. And both Rashi and Rav Simcha see the danger of Timhol Levav as living a life of numbness. Whether we're in a deep sleep or something's blocked and our life force has trouble flowing, we're going to lose something vital in our lives. And when we sin or aren't fully attentive to our emotional life, we can get by, but have a numbness which will impact our experience of life, our relationships with loved ones and others. Maimonides explains that we blow the shofar. It's my shofar. I'm not going to blow it, but we blow it to wake us up from our slumber, from our mindlessness, from our hopelessness, from our feeling of stuckness, to remind us that we can change, to tshuva. And tomorrow night, if we attend the Slichot service, we have an opportunity to attend to our emotional life and locate places where our heart is clogged or numbed and consider apologies or other actions we may want to take to forgive ourselves and to forgive others. TBZ and Nishmat Chaim are part of the Brookline Community Slichot, which is online and in person from Saturday at 6:30 p.m. to Sunday at 1 a.m. with many wonderful teachers, leaders. And I recommend going online for more of the details. But back to our experience of Timhol Levav, just wanted to invite you to take a moment to just be with yourself, go inside, and ask if there are any places of numbing or closing of your heart. which you may want to acknowledge to yourself and possibly to share a little bit of with each other in this session. So just take a moment. You might put your hand on your heart. Just ask if there are any places there of the clogging of your heart or the numbing. And when you feel ready to just come back to our circle here, now I just got a request for making sure we have a moment for the shofar blowing. Is somebody going to be blowing the shofar? Okay, hold on a minute, because I just wanted to add one more thing before we end. At the end of the parsha, Moses says to the people, God, until now, has not given you a heart to know and eyes to see and ears to hear until this day. So I want to offer just a short blessing of my own before Moshe blows the shofar. So may you all be blessed now as we enter this new year of 5783 with ease, and opening and entering fully into many of your moments with a knowing heart and eyes to see and ears to hear. May your hearts unclog from numbness, and may they expand to forgive yourself and others and to take action in the world, even little baby steps towards climate change, the war in Ukraine, the hunger crisis, refugee rights, gun control, and I could go on. But may you be blessed with openings and the ability to take action in healing the world.
King Amen. Amen. Thank you. That's all.
And now I want to leave a moment for Moshe to blow the shofar.
This is to awaken your heart, okay? Awaken your heart.
Exactly, right. Just take it.